for radio check.
KG4PFI.
Quiet noise, come back.
Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for this first edition of 2023 for Thursday night. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. And the instant promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. Also be a complete note 545072 in the event of emergency. This net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Season Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is elevation 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed offering their frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic and announcements or bulletins from NET? Please call WG4MC or NET Control. So now again, the roll call. I want to remind everyone this is direct to net. All stations with without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please give your call sign phonetically. As always appreciated, name, location, and sending your intent to remain on the net for the right to you portion. Before we start with the check-in, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the net. And we got 25 of them tonight, so just be patient a little bit. KA3JCA Richard, his wife Sally, KA4JCA, their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL, and they bring along the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, K3DOV, all in Simpsonville. Then we got KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherford, W4FCM, Fred TR, his wife Isla, N4IEI. W2AMD Andrew Sensaville, K4XMR Mel Prosperity, KG4PFI Don Piedmont, his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, KI4LZI, Andy up there in Table Rock, A4ASW Tony Asheville, KW4TS Jim Pelzer, K4OSH Pat Malden, N4DJC Jagan Anderson, KN4RJN John Brown, Leroy Taylor, W2MJB Mark and his wife Wendy, KN4HCP both in Simpsonville, IOE Sid up there in Fletcher, North Carolina, KJ4RQZ Nathan Greenville, KO4RMM Kurt Greenville, K4ROW Richard Greenville, KO4ZEW Ben in Simpsonville. Appreciate everybody using the pre-function of the repeater. So we don't have any echo link stations up, so we'll go to our portion of the net for check-ins. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec Third Tango Group, Q3T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Again, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert, KD4SRR, down here in Joanna, Wild Kingdom, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, and kudos for the group for just being good old informal folks. 73s to you.
Welcome, KD4SRR, Robert and Joanna. It's pretty chased off by Robert. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, K3T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
D4MC. And Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris from Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
The Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Chris from Liberty. Appreciate talking about Chris. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet. The Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you would like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland, South Carolina tonight, and no traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
From N4ZLK, Mr. Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate you stopping by, Shane. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional station, Uniform through Zulu, you through Zen for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Proceed to Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be the Alpha through Delta group, A through D from the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
C. Matt, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WC. Whiskey 4 Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I'm currently mobile in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
MC. And the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Joe will be in and out. Good evening to you and all on the net.
The Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet would like to welcome KK4DMW. That's Rick, his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well in Piedmont. And then we got W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Dave. And then we got W4CTW. That's Tyler mobile and around in Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Tyler. Hope you're doing well. Then we got KM4BLH. That's Kurt in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife Joy, K3JOY. They're in Easley. Joy is out. And be back to you in a little bit for Gary for a couple comments. All right, additional station, Alpha through Delta, A through D from the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Check in, out of turn, a very tired Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Rusty and more, no traffic, no comments.
WU2T, that's Rusty and more. Don't worry about being out of turn, Rusty. Glad you were able to check in. I understand what you mean. I hit the, went QRT about 8 o'clock last night. I was exhausted last night. Appreciate Rusty again. Hope you're doing well. So we got another EchoLink station up. So EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC, good evening, Matt. If you would, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic in the roundtable. And have the opportunity to do so, Matt, I look forward to seeing each and every one of you that can make it down to our ham fest on the 14th of this month. KA4PQA.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Stephen down in Greenwood. Appreciate you stopping by, Stephen. Hope you're doing well. Hope to see you at the Greenwood Ham Fest. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. KK4HXB Earl and Travis Rez, I'll be negative and negative.
Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Matt, thank you for calling the net tonight, and I will be in and out.
So, W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Like to welcome Earl in TR, KK4HFV. Appreciate you stopping by, Earl. We got Patrick in Penrose, KO4HK X-ray. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. And then we got W4FHJ. That's Gene in Taylor's. Appreciate you stopping by, Gene. Additional stations echo through hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4 GSC, Patrick and Marietta. I'll be negative, negative.
Recheck, Matt, K4 PQS.
K4 GSC, that's Patrick and Marietta. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Go ahead, Steven.
Affirmative, Matt. The last part of what you said, when I check in, Matt, you were telling me you hope to see it at Hamfest, and then after that you would cut off. I was curious, Matt, if you would make a plan to meet at our Hamfest on the 14th.
Okay, Matt, thank you for calling the net tonight. Yes, Stephen. Yeah, you said it was the 14th, correct, in Greenwood. Yep, hopefully I'll be able to get out there and see everybody. Appreciate it, man.
Affirmative, Matt. Even though you were cut off, I wanted to be sure. I just wanted to be sure I heard you correctly. If my wife's health allows us to make it, I will look forward to seeing you there, K4PQA.
Alphabetical group this evening, which will be India through Lima. I through Alpha, the Blue Ridge to me internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And this will be where I'm negative and negative. I'm sending 73s for each one of you.
Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Sierra Lima, KG4, LSL, Jimmy down in Anderson, I'll be negative and negative. 73's everybody on the net.
4MC, November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, I'll be in and out.
4MC, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, this is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
For MC, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
See, the Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Then we got KG4LSL. That's Jimmy in Anderson. Appreciate you stopping by, Jimmy. We got N4JBM. That's Jerry in Campobello. Appreciate you stopping by, Jerry. Then we got KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry. He brings his wife Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got Duncan in Asheville, KO4JKV. Appreciate you stopping by, Duncan. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical group, which will be the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NN8. My name is Fred. I'm over here at Lima. My name is Ford. Send for you, Matt. All the next thing in Texas.
WG4MC, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad. My location is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. Location is also Campobello. She'll be in and out tonight, Matt. I have no traffic, sir. Thank you for calling the net.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet would like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, mobile around Piedmont. Be careful out there on the mobile, Fred. Hope you're doing well. Then we got KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, and his wife, Anna, KM4RYP. They make their home in Campobello. Be back to you in a little bit for some comments, Chad. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, we've been through that alphabet once already, so now it's opened up to that big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative.
Please check in. Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha November, K4BAU, Alex and Clemson, negative, negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4YKT, Mark and Inman, be negative, negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, but I'd like to welcome KN, he's off my keys. Then we got K4BAN, that's Alex and Clinton, appreciate you stopping by. And then we have Mark and Inman, KO4YKT. Listening for additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We're in that big room, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, the whole alphabet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Check-in, N4DME, Paul over here in Tacoma, and AA4QS, Donald. We're both in Tacoma, in and out tonight, held up by on the net. Hope everybody had a happy Christmas and a merry, try that again. Merry Christmas and a happy New Year to everybody.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome Paul and Tacoma. Paul, I'm afraid I didn't get your call sign. I got N4 and they got a bunch of question marks. And he runs along 884DS. And if I could get that station's name, I'd appreciate it, Paul.
Butchered that up as bad as I did, I guess. But anyway, the first call sign is November 4 Delta Mike Echo N4DME, distance measuring equipment. And the other call sign is Alpha Alpha 4 Quebec Sierra.
Hey, I got N4DME and AA4QS. Appreciate that. Again, hope y'all are doing well, and hope y'all had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. WG4MC now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now begin the ride shoot portion with pair of stops for check-ins. First on the stop this evening is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC or Net Control. Well, good evening, Mr. Matt. Good evening to all on the net. KI4DOS here. We had a good day today. Got to go out and mess with the dogs a little bit. They've enjoying the muddy backyard after all the rain that we had. But they're enjoying the drier weather as well. But went out there and messed with them a little bit. Picked up a few sticks and limbs and stuff that had come down during the rain. A little bit later, I had to do some stuff in the house. Got that done, and then I finally finished getting all of the Christmas decorations that we had out. Got them all boxed back up and put away. So I finally made some progress. I didn't think I was going to get that far today, but I did. And then later this evening, Joey and I started a little ritual, I guess you'd call it. Not really a ritual, but it's part of our routine. When I was working, we'd eat out on Thursday nights, so I asked her what we were having for supper earlier today, and she said, that depends on where you're going.
WGE4, and see, well, Gary, sounds like you had a productive day. I think that you had to hose down the dogs after their fun in the mud, and I'm glad you got your Christmas decorations taken down. So, what did you go get Miss Joy to eat tonight?
She wanted steak fingers, of all things. And I asked her, I said, you want coleslaw with that, or do you want a salad? And she said, I think I want a salad. So I went over and got us a steak finger plate, steak fingers and french fries and a salad. And came home and put dressing on the salad and all of that good stuff, and we sat down and ate. But other than that, I hadn't done a whole lot. Joy's been after me to, so I've got a water flow valve that goes on the back of the refrigerator. The ice maker is not making full ice cubes, and it's making a weird noise when the ice maker fills. And she's been after me for a while to put that water flow valve on the back of the refrigerator. And I may do that tomorrow, man. I don't know. I'm not going to try it. Well, I could go in there and do it right now. It wouldn't take me about 15 minutes. But I think I'll wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day.
I understand that. Tomorrow's another day, but yep. Make sure you keep Miss Joy happy. How'd you and the family and fare out with Christmas?
Everybody in the family is doing well, as far as I know. I've talked to Anthony and Stephen, and their families. They're all doing good. Joy and I are doing well. We've started a few years ago not getting each other things for Christmas. If we see something or want something during the year, we just go ahead and get it. And then we don't have to worry about trying to find something special for Christmas. Every once in a while, we'll sneak one of them in, but it's not very often. But we had a big Thanksgiving meal here at the house. Had all the children down, and we had a lot of fun then. And then Christmas, we decided that, you know, to let the kids do their thing and be with their in-laws and outlaws and their kids and that sort of thing. Got one grandson that lives in Charlotte. One lives over in Packlet. And so didn't get to see him on Christmas. So, but he's got his driver's license now. So, he comes to see us more than we go to see him. Don't know if he's going to be there or not. So we just let him do the running. That way he can incur the expenses of all the high prices of gasoline and that sort of stuff, wear and tear on the vehicle and that sort of thing. But we're all doing well over here, Matt. Thanks for asking.
WG4C. Well, that's good, Gary. Glad you and the family got to have a good Thanksgiving and a good Christmas. And, yep, you're teaching that grandson right. Let him put up with the maintenance and the high prices. I must say, they have sure jumped this couple of weeks. Hopefully they'll come down a little bit.
Well, I hope it does. But whether it does or not, we will have to deal with it one way or the other. But, as far as that goes, I hadn't done anything else earth-shattering to speak of. Dropped my tower the other day, and I bought me an electric winch and put the winch, electric winch on it, and it pulled it right up, which was just tickled me to death. I don't have to do no winding anymore. Just stand over there and push a button, which is a good thing. Not planning on dropping it again anytime soon, but if I do, I've got the stuff to do it with, and I don't have to get out there and wind and wind and wind and wear myself out that way. All I got to do is just take a minute to get everything set up, but once you just stand over there and push a button, that makes it a whole lot easier.
WG Pharmacy. Yes, sir. Sounds like you got a nice upgrade, and I'm sure that is well worth it, sir. I'm glad you got the tower back up and all that fun stuff. Anything else for the good of the net, sir?
But I was talking about the, us, Joey and I not buying each other Christmas presents. Well, I wanted that witch, and so she looked at me. We were discussing it, and she said, well, if you want it, go get it. So I went and got it. And I had another ham, good friend of mine, made the mounting plate for it. It slides into the receiver on the back of my pickup truck. I was going to mount it on the pole, and got to talking to some other folks, and they said, well, if you do it another way, you get a lot more use out of it. And I got to thinking about that, and then fellow Ham decided that he talked me into it, and he did 99% of the work. I went over and helped him a little bit. I peeled things and carried things and all that, but once we got the mount made, I came on back home and carried it out to the barn and got my steel brushes and stuff out and cleaned everything up real good and painted it and then let it dry. Put it all back together and then we hooked it up and tried it out. Works like a dream. I was really pleased with it. So I guess everything other than that is going well. What's going on over here, Matt? Hope everything's going well with you. How was your Christmas?
Good, nice, quiet one, Gary. Spent it with some friends and just enjoyed the long weekend. but unfortunately, a stomach bug got me the day after Christmas, so that was fun. But over that now, and glad you got your winch. Sounds like you're going to get some good use out of it. And like I said, I had a good New Year's, just nice and quiet.
We call it greens and black eyed peas, so you'll have a little money in the coming year. If not, I hope that old saying about the collard greens and black-eyed peas is not necessarily true in your case. But other than that, Matt, that's about all I've got. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Sound like you got a real good net going. Appreciate you calling it, and we'll do it again. WG4MC in the net, KI4DOS.
Comment, question.
Hey, comment.
Before Mr. Gary takes off, this is a question probably been asked a whole lot of times. But we kind of sort of know the launch angle. That's not the right word. But anyway, the angle that a standard J-pole, not the trombone-looking double slim jim or whatever it is, they're more of a parallel to the ground, maybe, angle, so getting up in height. But when does height on a standard J-pole become a negative? The reason I ask, mine's up only about maybe 18 feet now, and I'm thinking on 30. Is that going to make really a lot of difference? And I'll sit back and wait for the answer. This is KD4SRR back to Network Control and KI4DOS.
SRR in the net, KI4DOS. Robert, as far as I know, the height will not affect that J-pole that much. I've had them stuck in the ground. I've had them up 40 feet, and they work well in both configurations. So I don't know exactly what the takeoff angle is on the J-pole itself, but it is an all-directional. So, it radiates from top to bottom and that sort of thing. And so I don't think that would make any difference. Hope that helps you. KI4DOS, back to net.
Robert, did that help answer your question?
Partially. The only thing I would see in my case is it might take care of a small obstruction. If I get it, it's on the garage. Not really the way I like it on the garage. But I was thinking of putting it up on the center chimney with some galvanized strap around a short pole. Made either out of wood or whatever I could find on that center chimney, and that it might help with a possible obstruction, like toward Anderson direction. That's pretty much what I'm saying. Toward the due west is where I've got, you know, it's got to go through the, kind of clips the top of the house a little bit. And plus, I'm getting tired of looking at it on the garage. It looks kind of shoddy. Kind of low rent, if you know what I mean.
But Robert, well, like I said, I think we had another comment. I think that was Mr. Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
KD4SR, appreciate it, Matt. So, Robert, you got somebody you can simplex with?
Down in Chapin, but he's got a little bit of a situation there. He's actually got a beam for both 2 meter and 70 centimeter, but he got to do a little bit more finagling to get his situation back where it is. So pretty much it'd be a mobile deal. Now, I had not a lot of problems when the dude did Crowder Mountain that pouring down rain Sunday. His was a squelch issue. I was getting out, but now I was kind of, he was up around 1,800, 2,000 feet, somewhere in there. So he was coming in great with just 50 watts, but my 80 watts was a hit or miss with him. And I didn't have too many obstructions that way of any consequence. But like I said, just kind of get it out of the way. It looks terrible, and I mean, it took me all of about 15 minutes to put it up on that pole, strapped to the garage with bungee cord. Yeah, it's low rent. It's definitely trashy looking. But it's worked so far, especially since I put that big cable on it. That's all. I just wondered if it'd be worth, you know, because the roof's a pretty easy angle. I ain't too worried about rolling off of it or anything. I go up there and get a few leaves off on the other side while I'm doing it. That's it. That's all I wanted to know. But like I said, I've heard a lot of people have a J-pole inside the house, and it works great, leaned up in the corner.
What I was killed for in UE, what I was going to say was, while it's on the garage, if you got somebody you can simplex with them, have them record the receive sig, what the SU is, what they're receiving you at. And when you move it, transmit on the same power and see if their SU units go up any.
So I've got a copper J pole about 38 feet in the air here in Anderson, and it works phenomenally well.
4SR, WG Farm Receiver. Robert, did that help you out? And hopefully we get you a decision. But like I said, this is a hobby to experiment. So, like I said, let's say what Chad suggested, I would try that and see. Like I said, you might get a little bit better, especially on transmit on that by moving it up a little bit. But like I said, this is a hobby to experiment with and see what happens.
For REA net control, it'd probably help a little bit, and it looked better, and I mean, that's not the most important thing, but it would be kind of out of the way, and I got the cable, you know, to do it. I might try it, and like I said, I need to get up there and get the leaves off the top of the house from the other side, so, you know, it sounds like if it don't rain Saturday, it sounds like not a job for tomorrow, but a job for Saturday or sometime in the future. And I'm going to probably do some more with an HF type antenna. I've got a pipe I'm going to drive down in the yard, and I'm going to then sleeve, put something down inside of it. And I'm really going to go low rent on that, but go up a little higher and try an inverted V that's a little higher than the garage. I'm just trying to get it off the garage. The garage leans. That's enough warning. The way it is, I mean, one good wind, March wind come along, and it might just be a flat box. You never know. But anyway, that's enough of my questionnaire tonight. I do appreciate all the answers and possible solutions and just great suggestions. But thanks again. 73 to y'all. This is KD4 SRR kicking it back to you, Net Control.
Robert, again, I'm glad you got some answers out of that. 7G4C, the Blue Ridge, Team Internet. We'll go around and check in to Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Run that whole alphabet if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge, Team Internet. Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
WG4MC. Please check in 0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Matt. All on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
That is Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in and out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. My name is Jamie, and by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. We're over here in Chesby. Just north of Spartanburg. Check us in and out. Thank you.
So, Blue Ridge Team Internet, would like to welcome N0TR. That's Tom and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Tom. Hope you're doing well. And tell Miss Bernice we said hello. WT3M, that's David Shoals Junction. Appreciate you stopping by, David. Then we got Jamie, KJ4UHET, and his wife Sabrina, KJ4YLN. Jamie, hope you and Sabrina are doing well over there in Chesney. All right, next on the stop this evening is Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, call WG4MC.
This is KO4NUE. Just want to drop by for a few minutes and say hello. I don't always rag to you, will you? But figured I'd drop by and see how your day was and see what's going on with you.
WG4C, well, I do appreciate Mr. Chad. Like I said, have a good Christmas, a good New Year's. Work is still busy, especially today. needless to say, my coworker was not feeling good, so she called in sick today. So guess what happened to my workload today? But thank God tomorrow is Friday, and looking forward to the weekend, even though I'll probably be working again.
Yeah, well, my birthday's coming up. Me and Anna's going to head up to Tuxedo up in Zirconia. She used to go to Camp Flintlock up there. And they shut the camp down years ago. But this lady bought it, and she's fixed the chow hall up into a cabin. Nice little cabin to stay in. No internet, no TV, that kind of thing, you know, but it's real nice. So we've rented it for the weekend, and we're going to go up there and do absolutely nothing. I mean nothing. I'm going to take my HF rig, and I'm going to throw a piece of wire up, and I'm going to see what I can do on the radio this weekend, maybe. But, she might have other plans. She likes to go to antique stores up there. I call them junkyards. So we might go visit a couple junkyards too. But I'm definitely going to try to do a little bit of radio stuff.
UEWG Pharmacy. Well, Chad, y'all have a good birthday celebration. Sounds like you and Andrew want to have a nice weekend. And yeah. I understand what you're saying and want to keep her happy, but yeah, don't forget to enjoy this great hobby of ours, and that'd be interesting just to see how far you can get out, maybe make a couple of DX into Europe would be nice.
Yeah, well, speaking of Europe, my daughter is in France. She saved her money up. She goes to Clemson University. She's got a little job there helping a lady with some goats up in Clemson. And so she saved her money up, and her and her friend went to Paris, France. So she's been FaceTiming with with her mother and sending pictures and this, that, and the other. But she sent us a video this morning, or we got a video this morning, where she was sitting in a little cafe on the side of the street enjoying this. I mean, I don't know what it was, but it looked amazing. And under the table was this big rat. She never missed a beat. She was stomping at the rat, enjoying her dessert. So she's having a good time. She went to see the Mona Lisa and went to a couple of art museums and art exhibits. And went to a ballet, and she's sent some pictures of the Eiffel Tower. And went on a river cruise, too, around some river there. I'm not sure what it was, but she's having a good time at it, and we enjoy the videos.
WG Farm Stable Chat. As your daughter's enjoying herself in Paris, hope she has safe travels back over here and all that good stuff. My first time out of the country, well, if I ever able to make a trip like that, I was thinking about maybe doing the European, maybe start around England and maybe go to Spain or Paris and just kind of do a little backpacking through Europe.
I've traveled all over the world with the military, but Anna, her and her sister do some traveling. I just don't care to go to other places. I'm happy right here at home, and there's plenty to do, plenty to eat, and a nice comfortable bed. But her and her sister, they like to spend time together, and so once a year they'll go to, France or Spain or Italy. So we went to Italy last year and the Netherlands. So I don't know where, that's usually her Christmas present. She, gets to choose where she wants to go. But normally we go down to the Space 8 terminal down in Charleston. We want to go somewhere and just jump on a military aircraft with air crew and just, end up wherever. So last time we did that, they were going to Wake Island, going to drop off some kind of testing equipment at Wake Island. And they dropped us off in Hawaii at Hickam Field, right outside of Hickam Field. So we stayed a week there in Hawaii while they went and messed around at Wake Island, did whatever they did, and then flew back on a big tanker and, get to hang out in the cargo area. And kids set up some hammocks and with the flight crew, and they all swung on hammocks and went to sleep while me and Anna sat on cargo netting seats and ate sardines and played cards.
Sounds like y'all had a fun trip. Yeah, I love to travel, but it just seems like I just don't have the time. But sounds like y'all had a good trip. So where's your next adventure going to be?
Next adventure is probably going to be in Easley. or Liberty One. I don't care to travel. I just traveled my whole career, and I just don't have a desire to do it. Luckily, her sister has got a lot of energy, so we tried it a couple of times. I usually stay in motel room, watch TV. Last time we went to France. We went and did the Beaches of Normandy tour. Now that one was a little different. I got pretty involved in that one. But when the Normandy tour was over, I'd stay in motel room, watch TV. Couldn't understand what they were saying, but it didn't matter. I was nice and comfortable. But, you know, like I said, her and her sister like to travel a lot, and I'm okay with that.
WG4 Mercedes, roger that, understand. I don't blame you. I do like to travel. At the same time, I do like to have a little quiet time, and gooder than that this evening, sir.
Not mad. I just enjoyed the conversation with you tonight, and it sounds like you got a good net going on. And I did go to Greenville today and visited with a couple of hams today and had a pretty good day out in the sunshine today. So it was all good, but I'm going to let you have it back. Appreciate you talking with me for a few minutes. I hope you have a better day at work tomorrow and you don't have to work this weekend. 73, Matt, you have a wonderful evening. KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
KO4 NUE.
Comment. KO4 NUE, WGU4 NC. Well, Chad, always a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for helping me drag it out a little bit. But again, I hope you and the family are doing well and enjoyed it. Go ahead, comment.
Question for KO4 NUE, Chad, there, if I might. Now that she's over there in Paris, you know, there used to be a song, How You Keep Them Down on the Farm, but all I'm going to ask is, how you going to get her back to Campobello after she's seen Payree? I mean, even the rat that was under the table probably is eating Grey Poupon and wearing a little beret.
I'll tell you how. She's got this little boyfriend that lives up in Landrum, and I don't have to worry about it. What do you think?
I'll meet one of them swarthy French guys over there named and come be talking about Jean-Luc.
No, I don't think so. She's pretty level-headed. She knows where her roots are. And we'll see, though. But if that's what she wants to do, you know, hey, she's got a good mind on her and always makes good decisions. So if that's what she wants to do, stay over and stomp rats, then I guess she can do that.
Play and stuff, you know. You'll know if they're in trouble, though, if after 90 days she's come back and she's still talking croissant to everything instead of crescent roll. Oh, you're going to need intervention. This is KD4SRR clear.
See, well, glad you and Robert were able to get together to chat again. Good chatting with you again. Hope you and the family are doing well and your daughter has safe travels back to the QTH. WG Pharmacy, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'll do one final call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Edinburgh Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Mobile, and Greer.
Mike, welcome. WD8RON and Mervar, appreciate you stopping by. Then we got Lloyd moving around in Greer, KO4PSB. Appreciate you stopping by, Lloyd. Hope you and the family are doing well. All right, it's WG4C, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Had a great net tonight, but I got to get to bed, so stand by just a moment. I will send the net report. See now, so can the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net with our thanks for having check in. We will now return their repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
NUE, KI4LZI.
4LZI, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Andy.
You're going to do some HF, and right now I don't remember for sure if it's this weekend or if it's the last weekend in January, but you were saying a while, a few some days back about doing winter field day. You need to look that up and be absolutely certain when that is. I'm not certain when, whether it's the next, the last Saturday, a weekend or the last weekend, but you need to check that out.
I'll look into it. I think it's last weekend in January, Andy. I'm not sure. But I'll have to check into it. But I'm gonna go to the club field day. But definitely this weekend I'm gonna just sit back and relax a little bit and just enjoy the radio, not have to worry about Annette or have to worry about making contacts or whatever. Just enjoy the radio a little bit.
I didn't know if you had Winter Field Day on your mind too or not. Unfortunately, but hate and humidity's bad too. There's not a lot of people around here that does Winter Field Day, and as a result, I'm not as up to speed on it as I am the Summer Field Day, which is always the last weekend in June.
It is the last weekend of the month, KG4LSL.
But I wasn't sure.
And I'm gonna go to the field day and see if I can make some contacts. It's kind of difficult for me to run a Kenwood though. Not that I dislike it. I mean, they're good radios, and I got a 2 meter Kenwood in here. It's just, I don't know. I've gotten used to this Yaesu and buttons are set up different and things like that. I kind of struggle with that a little bit. But if I, you know, get something I'm comfortable with or been using for a while, it's just a lot more pleasurable, you know. But if I push this button and it does this and it takes me 25 minutes to figure out how to get back to where I was, that's a little frustrating.
Hey, short comment. I'm going to go to it, the wife and I as well. Yeah, I understand what you mean about the Yaesus. I'm kind of a pack Yaesu house, haven't operated a Kenwood in years. But I am getting ready to start clear coating some baits I just finished up painting. So I'm going to let y'all have it. KG4LSL, 73, you guys.
Have a good evening.
I'm glad you come in there and brought that up, because I wasn't exactly sure. Because around here, there's so little activity on Winter Field Day, I can't keep straight when it is, but I'm glad you brought that in there for sure about that. And as far as just general de-action goes, I hate that you can't get into Jack Norris's repeater from where you are. It's on 6 Mile Mountain. He does that's about all Jack can do anymore since he's stuck at home is DX, and he generally gets most of his DX nowadays on 20 meters.
Well, I've talked with him. I've talked with him on 80 meters some. I've talked with him on 20 meters some. I keep in touch with him. I listen for him when you got to watch him. He moves around a little bit, you know. He'll stay in one spot for a while, and then he'll move around a little bit. But I usually can catch up with him, touch base with him, see how he's doing. And when I'm up New Liberty Way or up at the deer camp, I can get in there, and I'll sit in there and talk with him for a while.
With this HF antenna issue I got, I can't, you know. I can hear, and then, of course, with this hole being the way it is, with anything that's on 6 Mile Mountain, I can generally hear, but I can't transmit, so I have to do it generally. Tonight, the day of the meeting night out there, before we go in the meeting on, then at that time communicate with him, but him and some of the others out there do a lot of de-action at one place or another around, and I don't know where all the de-action at, but I know 20 meters is a very hot band where they do a lot of their de-action at.
My last time I talked with him, I think he was talking about an airplane for the day or some kind of airplane radio de-expedition or something from some World War II plane. Well, Andy, let me change gears here for a minute. Did you got your generator running?